Now, on to the main theme for this week, and that's Ebola. Ebola has been dominating the headlines for many months, with governments and healthcare providers worldwide caught off guard by the outbreak in West Africa. Recently, the death toll passed 5,000 people, that's according to the WHO, and the number of infections is still rising.
Coming up, we'll be getting the latest update on a possible vaccine, examining the public's reaction to the outbreak, and finding out why Ebola is a big problem for gorillas as well as humans.
But first, let's take a look at the basics. For instance, what actually is Ebola? We're joined in the studio by Dr. Susie English, who's a virologist from Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge. Hi, Susie. So first of all, what actually is Ebola?
So Ebola is a viral infection. It was discovered in 1976 after two very large outbreaks in Central Africa, in Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of Congo, and the Sudan. In between human outbreaks, the virus is thought to hide out in fruit bats. And at the beginning of outbreaks, it's thought to be transferred to humans through the consumption of or contact with bushmeat, which may be the bats themselves or other animals that have been infected by bats.
What can you tell us about the present outbreak? Where did it come from and why has it been so dramatic?
Well, the origins of the present very large outbreak in West Africa are not precisely known, but it is thought that there is an animal origin and that it has been transferred into humans through the consumption of bushmeat. The present outbreak began in a very rural area of Guinea near the Liberia and Sierra Leone borders, where there is a lot of cross-border travel, and the virus has rapidly spread through those countries.
Do we know anything about how it got started in the first place?
So the index case has been traced back to a small child in December of 2013 in Guinea. And early work has looked at how the virus was transmitted, firstly to people who cared for this child, and then for people who cared for those people, and looked at, in particular, the amplifying effects of hospitals and funerals in propagating the infection.
And talking of propagating the infection between individuals, how does it spread? Because there's been enormous controversy in the media about whether or not there's airborne spread or other mechanisms. How does it get about?
So Ebola is spread from person to person through direct contact with infected bodily fluids. And a person who's infected with Ebola is particularly infectious during the later stages of their disease when they produce vast amounts of viruses in many bodily fluids. And also people who have recently died from Ebola are also very infectious. And funeral practices can propagate the infection when a large number of people come into contact with a recently deceased person's body.
Once a person has got it, A, how do we diagnose it? And B, what can we do about the infection?
So when a person first becomes infected with Ebola, there is a period of silent multiplication of the virus within the body. This is called the incubation period. And during the incubation period, the person is asymptomatic, means they don't have any symptoms, they don't have a fever, and they're not infectious. The first detectable manifestation of the infection is a fever, which the person may or may not be aware of. And this is why people who've been exposed to Ebola have their temperature monitored. After the onset of the fever, the patient may develop flu-like symptoms, sore muscles, sore joints, headache, severe fatigue, and then after a few days may develop tummy pains, lack of appetite, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. Towards the end of the first week of the disease, the patient will develop dysfunction of many organs, so they may develop kidney damage, liver damage, an inability to clot their blood, and a severe immune response throughout their body, which can damage their body further. For those who do not survive Ebola, this is the time when they develop multiple organ failure and shock. For those who survive Ebola, the disease typically lasts for approximately 2 weeks. But even after they recover from the virus, they can still be shedding the virus in their bodily fluids for some time and need to be retested to see if they have cleared the virus. In terms of treatments, the treatments fall into roughly three categories, and all of them are under study. So there's no definitive treatment for Ebola at present. The first category of treatment is supportive care. So this is designed to support the body through the period of the disease until their body can fight off the infection. The second broad category of treatment are immunological therapies, and these treatments involve giving antibodies from people who've survived Ebola or synthetic antibodies to try and neutralize the virus and prevent it from infecting more cells in the body. And the last category is antiviral drugs, which aim to prevent the virus from replicating in cells after they've infected the cells.
Susie, thank you very much. That's Dr. Susie English. She's a virologist at Addenbrooke's Hospital.